Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a couple from our question. What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? Guys, I had a boyfriend who would clean the shower when he was in there. I thought it was weird. I've
done it. Yeah,
you're in there. Like when you clean the shower, you're going to get wet if you're one way or another.
Look, I would rather do it when I'm in there than be fully clothed, not be in there, and have to do it.
Okay, right? I have a plant in my bedroom.
All right,
I often forget to water it because it's just upstairs.
Tell me, put it in the shower.
Yes,
you're supposed to use cold water, man.
I just get in the shower with the plant. I used to do that with my dog.
I'm lonely.
Like if the dog needed a bath, I would not bathe the dog separately.
Would you put on any type of? Or would you just be in there
covering
naked?
Your junk?
Yeah, no, I'm nude. Yeah, I'm nude.
See, my buddy does it, but at least he puts on like a bathing suit or underwear.
No, I just feel more comfortable. And look, I'm sure nothing weird's going on, but I'm not 100%.
I don't have
sure.
A big dog either. They're little beagles. So for the most
that
part,
that one beagle you had would have bit.
I know, dude. I would never have anything dangling in front of that dog, man.
But they like the water. So they really didn't have a problem getting in there. As a matter of fact, you know, oftentimes I would just get in the shower and I would come out and they're standing there.
Right.
And I'm like, you don't need a bath, but dude, get in if you want to.
If you want to.
I had the dog shampoo in there. I just shampooed the dog up real quick.
You ever use the dog shampoo in a pinch?
The only problem I had was that I never really was prepared for another towel. So I have a dog towel.
Right.
So the time after I got done drying myself off, then I dry my dog off with my towel. Then I throw the towel in the washing machine.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. It's,
did you ever use a dog shampoo?
No.
Ever. Like
no,
in a pinch?
No.
It's like, crap.
That was always flea and tick. Which, it's
well, you wouldn't have flea or ticks.
Because they don't have fleas or ticks. So
what, the dogs?
No.
Because of the shampoo.
Well,
yeah, it's working.
Most likely, you're the one who has fleas and ticks. I'm just saying.
So you're
maybe
saying
everyone...
if I use dandruff shampoo right now, I'll never probably have dandruff.
Ever again.
Yeah. See, I always use that stuff like when I have the dandruff.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought the point of the dandruff shampoo was like you use it because you have dandruff. That's why you're aware to buy it. But then after that, like it stays on top of things, so you don't like it doesn't come back.
Well, that was the idea. It doesn't always work.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't always work, but doesn't any shampoo essentially wash away the dandruff that you currently have?
No.
Well, in theory, if you're scrubbing, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All that said, I agree with the cleaning the shower while you're in there, though.
It's convenient.
But it does get a little
slippery.
Well, I use those scrubbing bubbles, and they specifically say don't be in there when you're using them.
Oh, just don't use the stuff that has a lot of the bleach in it.
Yeah.
No.
Because, man, you'll get in there, and it's like the ammonia starts hitting you with a hot water. Right. I'm going to pass out.
Exactly.
Damn bubbles. How did it die? Trying to be clean.
Guys, I think it's perfectly normal, but I've been told that what I do with macaroni and cheese is weird. I like
tell us what you do there, fella.
I put it in my underwear and shake my butt.
I like ketchup on it.
That's not weird. I mean, I think if you got real mac and cheese made by a restaurant or somebody,
I'd kick judge you.
But like, if you're just making Kraft mac and cheese at home, put ketchup in there, dude.
Since I was a teenager, I've always brushed my teeth in the shower. I'm 52 now. And one more. When I eat, I have to eat one thing at a time. For example, if I have a steak, a baked potato, and a vegetable, I eat the vegetable, then the potato, then the steak.
I don't do that unless I believe these foods don't mix. So like I said, you'd see like fast food commercials and someone always take a bite of the burger, and as they're chewing, take a sip of the Coca-Cola or whatever. I did that once when I was a kid because I saw everyone do it. That is so disgusting in my mouth that I will finish chewing my food, unless it's water, before anything, any liquid enters my
mouth. Here's a weird one. If I'm doing like, let's say, a meat, a vegetable, or a noodle, and a salad, all right? I will take the salad to the table first and eat the salad.
That's fair, though.
And then I will go and make my plate.
But that's kind of how they do it in a restaurant, right?
Yeah,
if you order a salad, unless you say you want it as an entree, they're going to give you that first. And I agree with that.
It's like in the morning, if I'm eating like a bowl of fruit with like eggs or whatever, I'll generally just eat the fruit to kind of get it out of the way and then enjoy the eggs and the sausage.
Exactly.
Right.
Time for a couple of birthdays here brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Here we go, guys. Old gentlemen, today is my daughter Stella's birthday. Wanted to show her some love on her 11th trip around the sun. Happy birthday there, Stella. Can she get a click-clack from Ted, a drinkity-drunk from Thrill, some nasty fart noises from Mike, and some dad jokes from Miles? Thanks, guys. You rock.
Click-clack.
Drinkity-drunk! That is deep, man.
I had to pull up some jokes appropriate for an 11-year-old.
The elephant had a mocha earlier today.
Yes, that was me earlier.
Hope you like the Stella being 11 years old. These are jokes for an 11-year-old. What do you call a group of giraffes in the middle of a street? What do you call a group of giraffes in the middle of a street?
A giraffic jam?
You got it.
Oh, the mind of an 11-year-old.
All right. Why does a moon rock taste better than an earth rock?
Because it's a little meatier.
That is exactly right, Mike.
I hate that. That made me laugh.
How much, Ted, do rainbows weigh?
How much do rainbows weigh?
Not much. They're pretty light. I got more for our 11-year-old still there. This is a good one. How do pilots like their sandwiches? How do pilots like their sandwiches?
Plain.
Plain.
All right.
How did the crab cross the road, Ted? How did the crab cross the road?
You're getting the tough ones, bro.
Shellfishly?
They use that sidewalk.
Okay, the sidewalk.
Right, he's got that little flipper.
Yeah, exactly. And still, maybe you'll get this one. Why don't vampires like Taylor Swift? Why don't vampires like Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
She has bad blood.
Even I got that one.
11-year-olds, they're into Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guys, happiest of birthdays to my brother Patrick, pronounced Howard, on his 59th trip around the big yellow ball. Could he please have a cut that bitch off, some screaming goats, and shotgun gets. Lots of love from your sissy Lori, pronounced Irene.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Close as we get, I guess.
Get!
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
One more additional email. The title is Grapes at the Store. Hola, bitcholas. I've been listening since 2010. Love the show. That's a y'all need to stop ragging on my man Miles. Every single time it's brought up about stealing a grape is ridiculous.
It's called stealing.
As someone with too many years retail experience, I want to come to the defense of this guy. One grape at the store is not an issue. In fact, as a produce clerk, I am pushed to offer customers to try a grape before you commit to buying the entire bag.
Are they pushing you to try one, Miles?
No. You can also try a blueberry or even a strawberry before purchase. You see, produce doesn't have a calculated formula to always ensure freshness or taste. That's why we offer the opportunity, within reason, of course, to trying to be a good customer service environment. All of that said, if you come into the store and start browsing my produce department with your own pocket knife, cutting off a third to a half inch of each apple, every different flavor of pear, all of my various citrus fruit, sample half my product, then put it back on display, juicy side down so no one knows, and then pull out your little hanky to clean off your knife before moving on to my tomatoes to continue more of the same business.
It's very specific.
I'm going to say, that is
very specific. One item, F you. You're an ass and you're cheap. You know who you are. You know.
Hey, you know, I'll just crack open this, you know, package of socks so I can try them on. Real quick,
you know what? I emailed the guy back and I said, look, I hear you, but you know those guys that stole the painting from the Louvre? They started with stealing grapes.
Yep.
Saying it's the gateway. It's the gateway thing, man.
Love the show, guys, and congrats on 20 awesome years. That from the Men's Room Official Produce Club.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Clerk. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here at 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A chief executive of Google's parent company says not to blindly trust what AI tells you.
Well... Yeah, I mean, it's such a stupid thing. Like, yeah, inevitably, whatever you think of AI, it is up to you to do your due diligence. Like I said, a hammer is a tool. Unless I hit you in the face, then it's a weapon, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, do your due diligence and ask it the right questions.
Yes.
Don't ask about you personally. Does that? Can you help me with this paper? Can you help me? But if you're going to ask, like, medical stuff, any of the rest of that, like, come on. You shouldn't have to tell people that, like, but I guess you do.
Gronk on X is just fact-checking you.
That's basically it.
Sometimes I don't think it knows the answer, but for the most part, it just seems like it's just like, well, here's what actually happened. Here's what was said.
I think the problem is this. If you ask it for an opinion about something sensitive, do not trust it.
No.
Opinions are not. It doesn't have one.
Correct.
Right. It has pre-programmed crap, and then it.
But will it still give you the most popular answer?
I don't know. It depends.
Depends on how it's programmed.
Right.
Right. According to wildlife officials in Japan, bears attacked people 196 people in the span of 6 months.
Jesus.
I don't know what's going on over there.
Well, they got the military after them.
I know. And it's still, there was someone, I think yesterday someone was killed. Also yesterday, one of the bears ended up like in a shopping mall or something.
Jeez. That was in Pennsylvania.
No, not that one. There's one in Japan.
There's another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Was it a black bear? Was he taking advantage of Black Friday deals?
There you go, yeah.
It's bound to happen, too. I mean, look at the United States, right? Now, luckily, it hasn't happened with bears, but you see it with deer and turkey, right? There were some great conservation efforts, but then people keep moving into these habitats. So it's like, that's why we hit so many deer in this country, is there's just so many of them.
Well, yeah, if you move to where the things are, that's,
you know. Did you guys read the story about raccoons?
Oh, yeah.
How they're becoming more domesticated.
Yeah.
It just used to being around people. This is how we got dogs. This
right,
is how
exactly.
We got cats.
It makes
trash,
sense.
Sure.
You know, there's garbage laying around.
You know, you think of the rats that you're feeding that are outside of your place. It's the same thing.
He died.
Oh, no. What kind of cheese were you feeding him, man?
I just found him out in the road, and he was just all stiff.
You sure it was him?
I haven't seen him since.
They
so I'm
also,
gonna. I hope not, but I think it is.
Rats also don't have that long of a lifespan, I don't feel
what like. Do you think it is? A couple years, maybe?
I think so.
2-3 years.
Hang on.
I got a fly in my hand this morning and threw it out of my house alive.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I felt pretty good about that.
Oh, dude, you're right. You're right. Rats only live like two years. A year or two.
Yeah.
That's it? Damn.
So you were
you domesticated it, it's 2 to 4.
Okay.
Right. So you probably added a couple months
to
his
life. Yeah. A much better life because of me.
Damn right.
You think he died of cholesterol or something?
Probably. Got backed up by a Cheeto.
Sometimes. I mean, he's eating that much cheese, his probably little body couldn't handle it. Mm-hmm.
I hate to have to mention this, but just for everybody's information, there is zero clinical evidence to support the claims that menstrual blood can be used as an effective skincare treatment. That needed to be said.
Why? I thought you were going to say that it attracts bears.
Oh, that we know to be a fact.
Yeah.
They could smell it.
Yep. Learned it in a movie.
That's right. I had seen that, and I assumed it was just some idiot trying to go for clicks.
Of course.
You know, give this a try. It's we make it naturally. Like, we make a lot of things naturally. I wouldn't smear on my face.
Yes. Like poop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Let's put out a video.
That's a tab, Ted.
Yeah.
Just say that's what you're doing.
That's right.
10,000 people would do it.
I don't click on that tab.
You don't.
Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Again, I'm going to give you guys a 90% chance on this one. You guys whiffed on it yesterday, but at least you knew what the word was.
Way
I'm still
going to
give you
90%
here.
All right.
This is an adjective, and it's an E word that usually describes people and things that deviate from the conventional or accepted usage or behavior, especially in odd or whimsical ways. E-word.
Eccentric?
Eccentric. Oh, yeah. You got it. Well done. Well done. New research suggests that clean air regulations may have accelerated ocean warming.
Wow.
I thought
that was kind of the point of them, was to help that stuff.
So what was it?
No,
like,
that was for the air. It had nothing to do with the ocean. It
had to do with something with like the reflectiveness of clouds. I don't remember what it was.
So now the air is so clear, it's just heating up the water?
Damn right.
All right.
Oh, we can't win. We're doomed. Let's just accept that. Have fun tonight.
We have clean air in the Pacific Northwest, and people get worse sunburns up here in the summertime than they do in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's because of all of our trees. Just cleans up the air.
I don't know if that has one thing to do with the other.
Natural filters.
It is kind of odd, though, because like when I was a kid, everybody was worried about that ozone layer. Mm-hmm. There's a hole in it, dude, and it was like, we're going to get scorched. And now it's like, oh, we cleaned up the air. We're still getting scorched.
Scorched, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No win.
A new study found that sugar consumption in the first 1,000 days of life can have effects on the heart 60 years later.
Hmm. Well, you got a 60-year gap.
How much time?
I mean,
1,000 days of life. So about your first three years
or so, right?
Oh, 3 years.
Yeah.
Then it's it can affect you 60 years later.
I was going to say, because breast milk is sweet. Not that I would know.
Look, trying to tell a kid, my kids are 15 and 13, all right? And you can say, hey, guys, don't worry about this thing now in a couple of years. 2 or 3 years, you're not going to worry about this. That is forever. If I say, hey, don't eat all that Halloween candy, man, because 60 years from now, they'd be like, it's like, well, we're older than you. Come on.
And I think people are much better about it now. Almost everybody I know, their kids don't eat sugar the first year.
Not the way.
But
we did.
Right. I would say our generation, it was just like, yeah, sure, whatever. Exactly.
Have some sugar and shut the hell up. That's kind of how it was done.
Right. We've been talking all day about the weird thing that people have done differently that they didn't realize was a different thing to do until they were kind of brought to their attention. There's actually been a handful of these arguments all throughout the internet.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So I'm going to take you guys back in time a little bit, because these are 10 times that the internet was split on an argument, or rather 10 arguments that broke the internet, so to speak.
Like whether or not you should put your hoodie back on.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, look.
It got a little hot in here, man.
I didn't even realize you weren't wearing the hoodie, just the way the studio's set up. I just see you from the chin up.
Yeah.
Then I see all these comments on YouTube. Well, what the heck are they talking about? And I scroll up to the actual video.
For sure.
And I'm like, he sure enough is not wearing a shirt.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. It just got a little warm in here. Just had to pop
the
hoodie.
Thank God the banner
off.
On YouTube is covering
covers
up
your
those
nipples.
Those nipples.
Look at that. That is a perfectly placed.
Tim, if you want to put pasties on those, go ahead, brother. I got your back.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Oh, Zach.
Praise God. Pretty sure Thrill had hair last week.
You got some of those that have, like, the tassels on them, you know what I mean? Like, the stars with the...
I know where to find them. 10 arguments that broke the internet. Number 10. When it comes to brownies, boys, you prefer the middle brownie piece or the edge?
Edge.
I'm torn. Either or. Either give me the crispy one on the edge or the most moist one, which is dead
set. I'll even go worse, and then I'll go corner. So I get two crispy edges.
Gotcha.
But when you say the edge, I assume you meant the corner.
Right. I think that's what Steve is saying, is that I cut mine in the corner.
I cut mine into nines. Squares in the pan.
Well, wait, how big is your pan?
Oh, what is that? 8x8?
Okay, that's a slightly smaller pan.
Right. 9x9, whatever.
Brownies, yeah, I don't know that I care a ton. Lasagna, I have opinions.
Okay.
All right. What are the opinions?
Well, the brownies, I probably in the end probably like the middle pieces.
All right.
But lasagna, I kind of like the edge.
You want that burn?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cereal as a soup. The debate centers on whether the act of pouring milk over cereal classifies it as a soup. Definitions of soup vary, keeping this argument simmering.
Soup is something that you must prepare and actually cook, so no. That's all. It serves
there's
like
cold
a soup.
Soups, though.
What about gazpacho?
You still have to prepare the gazpacho. There are things that you must cut down, all these different things you have to put into it. So that would qualify it as a soup. Just adding milk to something that already exists would not be a soup.
What's the radish soup? The Russian one. Or,
God. Borscht.
Borscht.
Ooh.
Borscht. Like, do you have to cook that, too?
I don't. I have never effed with borscht, man.
I mean, it's a cold-ass soup. I think it's just a combination of
those. There are, in fact, cold soups. Soup does not have to be hot. But if there's no preparation beyond pouring something into the bowl and adding liquid to it, technically does not qualify as a soup. What are they saying about you?
I purposely kept the YouTube down so I wouldn't see how stupid I look.
Oh, yeah, you look very stupid, but it's great, man.
The throw's kind of right. You see, even the cold soups, you still got to combine
there's
stuff.
There's preparation to go. Yeah. Put it this way. Could you make your own cereal from scratch? And typically, if you're eating what?
Okay.
Even cream of wheat.
You're not
still
doing
cereal.
It. Yeah.
Right. That's like saying if you put enough gravy on your potatoes, do they become soup?
No, it's just a lot of gravy with a biscuit in it.
Right.
Sounds good.
Could Jack have fit on the door in Titanic?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. That's simple.
Yeah.
She's a hateful woman.
She wanted his ass to die. Look, I watched the movie. I did not enjoy the movie. I thought it'd be more about the carnage than the love story.
Yeah.
So anyway, it gets to the end, and that was the first thing I said to my wife. Like, why didn't she let his ass on the door? Because the whole time he's talking to her, like, oh, I love you and all this crap. I'm like, there's room on the door, man.
Man, I've seen that movie like 3 times. I just haven't watched it in probably 15 years. I just don't remember the ending.
The very end.
Don't give it away.
Yeah,
it's all right. Don't spoil it.
The boat sinks.
10 arguments.
Well, I know that part.
Said don't give it away.
10 arguments that broke the internet. We all have seen those little short videos that'll play in like text message streams or comment sections and whatnot. What do we call those things, Ted?
What, a GIF?
Precisely.
GIF.
Is it GIF? Is it GIF?
It was originally GIF, and then did they change it?
Well, it's J, but I thought it was always supposed to be called GIF.
It's a G.
But it was pronounced like the peanut butter.
But the guy that created it.
Originally.
Yeah, I think he said, I called it a GIF. And he's the guy that created it. I believe that's how it went down.
Right.
But now you just say GIF.
It's a graphics interchange format, and he created it for the acronym to be pronounced with a soft G that sounded like the peanut butter brand of GIF.
Okay.
So that's the biggest argument that the J crowd has, is that the guy that the made crowd. It said this is called a GIF, whereas everybody's like, it's called a graphics interchange format, so that therefore it's a GIF.
Well, it's like Travis Kelce.
Right.
It's Kelce.
Right.
He just went with it the entire time.
Right. No one
was just like, you know what? No one's going to say it any other way, so.
Belichick's the same one.
I don't care.
It's Belichick.
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 Belichick. Belichick. It's Bill Belichick. He said it in an interview at one point.
That sounds
point.
Like an insult, you son of a Belichick.
But at the end, you probably just give up. Like, I've been dealing with this my whole life. Doctor's offices when I was a kid. Exactly. Doesn't matter.
Who's the Ravens player we talked to one day when Miles was there? And he got an interception. Adelius?
Okay, so
he gets an interception for like a pick six, and then it's like, this is how you say my name.
So he was Adelius Thomas. He was a solid player, but not really well known. They played a game. He gets the pick six. After that, he's like, it's Adelius. But we even called him out. So, brother, you've been on the team for like 3 seasons. You're going by Adelius. He goes, right. I got to pick six. People were talking about me.
Here's how you say it.
Right. Like, okay, fair enough.
How do you guys position your toilet paper when you put on a new roll? Front or back?
Either way. As long as I can wipe my ass out.
Over
care.
The top and the front.
That's where I go.
Did you know there's a different texture to both sides of that?
No.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, so the side like that's glued down.
The underneath side is the rougher side.
Huh.
It's attached to all the other paper.
So that's for
the top side
is the soft side. So, I need the deep scrub.
Right. So the first.
So the difference is if you're underneath and you grab it one way, you could be wiping with the rougher side of the toilet paper.
Gotcha. That's for the initial scrape, and then the soft side is when you need to get really in there.
I always had it underneath. I didn't think it mattered, and then I read an article that, like, the guy that invented toilet paper was like, no, it goes over the top.
Yeah.
So I saw it on YouTube. They're quoting George Carlin, but it says, hey, you say potato, I say F you.
Classic. This one came on, I feel like, very decently recently, a hot dog.
Is it a sandwich? I guess it's meat between, technically...
Right.
I guess it would be, because if you got a sausage sandwich, your expectation, right, is that it's going to be presented as a hot dog.
But also, you don't really have any sandwiches that are facing upward.
I disagree. All right. If I got a sausage sandwich, I would expect it to be split down the middle, like butterflied.
Yeah.
Well, what about the bread that it's served?
What about like a sausage McBlublin?
Well, think about a meatball sub. Mm-hmm. It's cut down the middle. It's facing upward.
Yeah.
It's still a sandwich. Philly cheesesteak, still a sandwich. It's facing upward. It's open face to the top.
I think it's more about the tube-shaped meat.
I think that's what it comes down to. Right, if I look at a menu and it says a sausage sandwich, and it's just my assumption, could be wrong, I'm going to get the full sausage, a tube of sausage with whatever they add, on a bun.
I would envision a butterfly.
I would think it's butterfly.
It might be butterfly,
with, like,
but I still think it's
of,
on the... Yeah. But you think it's on, like, just flat
on a roll, yeah.
Right.
With some arugula and a little balsamic.
Ooh.
Arugula?
On sausage?
Sorry, that's a whole side
it's
argument.
Very sorry. I was thinking of one very specific sausage.
That's what bugs me about your saying. Arugula?
Why can't they just do anything normal around here?
Pineapple on pizza, that's a common
it's
one.
It's up to you. That's subjective.
Look, I like it. The argument I will hear is that the pineapple juice gets on the other half of the pizza. So people that don't like pineapple.
I wouldn't have and have that.
Don't have that thing.
Look, if you order a pineapple pizza, then it should go on pizza.
Right. If that's what you want.
You know, some people get chicken and barbecue sauce. It's delicious. If you like it, you like it.
The Yanny or Laurel audio. Yanny or Laurel. Did you guys ever hear this?
Oh, what do you hear?
Yeah, so which name do you hear here?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
I hear Laurel.
Yeah.
That's all I ever heard was Laurel, too. I never
really
heard Yanny.
Yanny?
Yanny.
Play that again. Pittsburgh? How does anybody...
Laurel.
Wow.
Laurel.
I'm trying to hear you.
You might as well just say hamburger.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
I'm not even close. I could hear both, but now all I can hear is Laurel.
I think at one time I did hear Yanny, but for this one, however the audio is oriented, all I ever hear is Laurel on that one.
Did they ever say which word they were saying?
Oh.
No, it's one of those weird...
We said McGillicuddy.
On YouTube, Hunch Punch has a theory. One piece of bread with the stuff is toast. Two pieces of bread with stuff is an open-faced sandwich. Hot dog, one piece of bread, therefore toast. But it's on a bun.
But what if it's not toasted?
Right. It's
because
the same
toast
as
to me means that this has experienced heat to the point that it has gotten harder, more carbonized.
Okay.
Look, sorry, man.
Yeah.
I hate to go down this road. I'm just... And that's where we're at.
You add heat, it gets harder.
And then I'll leave you with this last argument that broke the internet. And I think it's kind of where the term came from back in 2015. The dress.
Yeah.
Who remembers that stupid-ass dress?
Gold or blue or something?
Gold and white or blue and black. And here's the thing. It was blue and black. Y'all were blind. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Is that your opinion or is that what they said?
That is a fact.
Okay.
Everybody found the dress. They're like, here it is.
I just need to remember the last time you wore that. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Do you remember the last time I wore this?
You know
I certainly
I
don't.
We were engaged that night.
Ladies, here's a different way to ask the question. Do you remember the last time you peeled this off of me?
Mm.
April 7th, 2021. Yeah. That we'll remember.
Hotel 6.
A man in France found quite the haul, but there's just one problem, Miles.
What was the problem?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Quick time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink task and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast an unidentified man from Juliet, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville.
All right.
But the story starts with his 10-year-old son. I just want to say, look, I have children. I love children. And one of my absolute cardinal rules with my kids, and I think this is true of a lot of parents, is like, look, man, you're going to be you. You are entitled to be who you are, just as we all are. However, as long as you were still my child, like living under the roof, whatever you do, please don't embarrass me. You know what I mean? Just don't embarrass, like, you can embarrass me if you want, I don't know, slap me in the back of the head, but by your behavior.
Yes.
Please don't embarrass me. That's the big thing. So this guy's 10-year-old son, he starts arguing with the mom, but then she left him in the car while she dropped off paperwork at the kid's school. But when she got back, the car was gone. Well, she called the cops and reported her car stolen. Turns out the kid was fine because he had managed to drive 2 miles back home, even parked in her garage. Side note, 10 years old, man. Well, he was inside the house when the cops got there, along with his dad. And the dad told them, look, he was confused when the son showed up alone. He didn't know what went down. And they decided not to arrest the kid because, well, he's 10 years old and that's what kids do. But the dad, turns out he was a different story. Because once they got his name, which they had to do to make sure that he is, in fact, the father of this child, they realized that he had an outstanding warrant and he's facing charges for wire fraud and theft. All but just like, God, only your child would inadvertently do that to you. Dad was fine. They just had to make sure that he was, in fact, the father. In fact, they believed that he was the father. But again, cops doing their due diligence just to make sure this kid's not with the stranger. Ran his information. I'm like, we have to arrest your ass because it turns out there's an active warrant for your arrest.
Thanks, kid.
Thanks, yeah. Man. Awesome. Yeah, you're going to have a great Christmas. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.